The dish that I have here is called, my mom calls it poule avec noix. It's chicken and cashews and like her special sauce. So yeah, the person that I immediately thought of was my mother. This is her favorite dish. It's also mine. She is a huge fan of cashews or any sort of nuts in her foods or in her rice and things like that. So yeah, I've tried making this dish multiple times and I've failed. So this time I was like very determined to make it right. I asked her for directions. She actually like prepared the meat for me. So I kind of Or like she prepared the spices and then I did the rest. We've had a very interesting relationship as I was growing up. I think when I was a teenager, I don't think I was a rebel of any sort. I just didn't have, this is tough. I didn't have an understanding of what she was going through at that age. She just moved to a new country from Haiti. Her marriage was falling apart. She had to navigate so many things that were going on. She didn't know any English. So there was just a lot going on for her. And I was like a 9-10 year old and then, you know, growing teenager, navigating things as well. So I think there was just, we're very much alike. So we butt heads a lot, but we were both dealing with so much and we are very bad at communicating. I think now we're getting better, with not only each other, but the world, but, we were bad at communicating. And then there was a time when I was in college, we were still not, we didn't have the best relationship, but I was trying to figure out, like, as a woman, how to deal with a lot growing up into this 20-year-old, or, you know, getting new jobs and figuring out how to navigate working in a male-dominated industry and, like, things like that. So I would seek out other women who were, like, mentors or, like, professors or friends, and then realize I wasn't really getting anything, and then finally I gave in, I guess, and talked to my mom like really openly about some of the issues, whether it was like mental health or work stuff, any of that. And she was just so brutally honest and it was what I needed. And then ever since then, ever since college, our relationship has been amazing. And it was just like, I think I forgot that she was human. So it was nice to open up to her and then have her really listen to me and help me out. So I really wanted to cook something that she loved to bring here, and something that she always made that also was my favorite. This is, like I said, cashews, her special sauce, chicken. So